Take a look at this. This is a cover 10 years ago from The Economist. This is how I say it was either like our 9/11, where it was a loud or it was some form of stand down or setup. If you notice at the top there, there's two hang gliders and they're devils. One is Netanyahu and the other one over here is Hamas. And they're both firing on each other. My name is Terry Saka, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, I want to talk a little bit about what they're not telling us. And I started to notice as I'm doing research and I'm trying to look around the globe and how our media versus the media of the world and what they're saying. And I realize even mainstream finance doesn't even really tell us what's going on. If you notice, like on Fox News or CNN or NBC, most of the mainstream, it is if we are tabloid America. They're just not telling us what is really impacting our lives, what systems are rigged against us. So how do we know how to prepare? How do we know what we need to do? Now I understand when I talk to people why they are confused. There is so much information on the internet. There is so much stuff going from one side to the other, right? What do we know? How do we know it's true? But pay attention as you go forward, you know, in the next week or two, and start noticing the media, what they're telling you, but more importantly, what they're not telling us. I was surprised as I looked, and now even Fox News, they're finally baked in for the deep state, my guess, too, because the propaganda machine is enormous. We are no longer really a free speech, open debate society. And I do believe most of our media, if you're not going alternative media, is so propagandized against us. We, the people, don't really know what direction to go. We don't know what information to believe. If you notice, the main thing in Fox News was talking about Taylor Swift or O.J. Simpson or just topics and subjects that are so superficial. Why do we really care? Now, they're tabloid interesting, I guess, but they're not real news stories that impact us. And then the ones they do throw in there will be items of fear, items to prop up what I believe we are already planning. As if, watch out, Iran may attack. Well, we just attacked them. What do you think is going to happen? We have been propagating this war scenario for some time. I've been saying it ever since 2016. If Hillary Clinton would have gotten in, we were going to war with Russia immediately. Remember, Russia has not just $70 trillion in natural resources, but we want to destroy them by breaking them up, bringing in our corporate goons and taking over those natural resources. Besides stopping the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, from forming, the BRICS are taking over. Now, this is the kind of stuff that's real. Talking about the BRICS, talking about digital identification, digital currencies. This is real stuff that impact our lives. And they're not telling any of this to us. And so the average person, life is busy. Who is kidding who? Life is hard for all of us, especially if you have families or grandkids. Life is hard. And so here we're being consumed with information that honestly is superficially irrelevant. They're not telling us what's really going on in the financial system. They're not telling us what really is going on in the wars. Now, I get it. This is propaganda because, you know, we're trying to angle to win a certain ideology, or as America, we're trying to maintain our global dominance. Well, the fact is we've lost it. Are they telling you that? No, we have lost our hegemony. We had a United States dollar, world reserve currency hegemony. This was a unipolar world, and now we lost it. Ever since we forced this war in Ukraine, and who's kidding who? If you go back to World War I, it was the exact same thing exact same battle plan. It wasn't Germany that invaded. It was England forcing Germany to make the move. And in Ukraine, Ukraine is like a bowling alley if you just look at the landmass surrounding Russia. That's why Ukraine had to be neutral, was never going to be allowed to have weapons. And who's kidding who? Would we allow Russia to put weapons right on the border in Mexico, especially neo-Nazi type of warriors and weapons? No. So, of course, since 2014 coup in Ukraine, as we put in the neo-Nazis and then we put these weapons there, of course, Russia was going to react. They tried to not do it. They tried to form a peace treaty, but they made it very clear they were not going to allow this. Hence, here's the war. And then you have the whole Hamas angle in Israel. I'm not going to get too deep in that. This seems to be a firestorm in America and definitely a firestorm in the kingdom, which is kind of perplexing to me. Who's kidding who? Hamas are absolute evil terrorists. They are horrifying people as an organization. And let's just get to the history. Obviously, the land at one point belonged to the Jews in Israel. This goes back to Nehemiah when he went back to build the temple. And then the Roman Empire destroyed the temple. And then the Jews were dispersed around the world. And then it was after World War II when they were placed back into the land that they once occupied. Yes, the Palestinians had that land for 1,300 years. But they were also part of the Ottoman Empire, which kind of collapsed just before World War II. But the Ottoman Empire and that Palestinian region, they sided with Hitler in World War II. And we all know when you go to war that the losing side gets their land divided. It's just part of history if you lose a war. So really, the Palestinians just sided with the wrong side. If they would have sided with the Europeans, they probably wouldn't have had their land divided. Because they sided with Hitler, of course, the United Nations and the West went in. And that's when, of course, our darling Rothschilds put in the Jewish people back to Israel. And so both sides obviously have claims on the land. But this is just political. But what I find more interesting than not, and this is what gets me, take a look at this. This is a cover 10 years ago from The Economist. This is how I say it was either like our 9/11, where it was allowed or it was some form of stand down or setup. If you notice at the top there, there's two hang gliders and they're devils. One is Netanyahu and the other one over here is Hamas. And they're both firing on each other. What I find interesting is how did Hamas attack? They did it with hang gliders. Is that not creepy or what? It's almost as if this was a foretelling 10 years ago. This was a rough guide to hell on The Economist. Now, The Economist is owned by the Rothschild organization, which I call the power elites. And we can also get into the fact that this is Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission type of stuff. But the point is, our information and our media is absolutely propagandizing us so much that we need to seek out alternative news and information. Here at Rigged Against You, we're going to get into, all, as you know from the past, those that have followed our program, get into financial data and deep financial data. I try to stay away from politics, but at the same time, some of that politic is impacting the finances and why we, the people, need to pay attention. For instance, all the financial talking heads, and I've been debating this with them. Now, mind you, I have a place to stand. I held 5 financial licenses. I was a financial advisor at AG Edwards. I'm an accredited asset management specialist. I understand the financial system. I personally went into commodities, more tangible assets, because I felt that real hard tangible assets was a good way to protect and preserve wealth. Hence why go to Cornerstone Asset Metals, get yourself the gold and silver outside the system. But the main financial talking heads were saying, oh, you know, about 10 years from now, the interest on our debt is going to reach $1.6 trillion a year. And Medicare was going to reach $1.6 trillion a year. And then you throw in our defense, That's all the money we raise in taxes. How do we pay for Social Security? How do we pay for all the other discretionary programs? It doesn't work. We're in a parabolic phase of our financial system. We are at the end of the dollar's time. Now, mind you, this isn't new. We've had currencies before. Just go back to the Civil War when the South had their currency and then it went to zero. All fiat currencies go to zero. That's not the big deal here. We know we're due for a new currency system. It just is a matter of what. But they're not telling us. You don't have the media getting deep into the discussions that we are at the end of this cycle. So here you have the mainstream telling us, well, about 10 years from now, we'll be at $1.6 trillion on our interest on our debt. Well, that's just not accurate. Because here, the CIO of Bank of America, now, mind you, when these guys are saying it public, you better be ready, because they're the ones that are typically hiding the data, and they only seem to tell the top tier of the mega, mega rich. But Harnett came out and said that the Medicare and the interest on our debt, well, really the interest on our debt, will be $1.6 trillion by the end of the year. Not 10 years. Now it's the end of the year. We are doing $1 trillion a year or every 3 months into our debt. Now, I contend with the inflation, with the debasement of the dollar, with all the trillions that we're printing, that is going to increase rapidly on the Medicare side as well. I don't believe Medicare will hit $1.6 trillion in 10 years. I believe it's going to do it probably within the next couple years itself, because the inflation is there. If you go to the governmentshadowstatistics.com, you can really see the true data of what our country's economic status is. And if you go to 1980s economic numbers, you will see that we're at about 12% inflation right now. That's 12%. And we've been doing that as high as 18% in the first years of Biden, but we all know it's Obama really controlling that through his advisors, right? 18%. So that means every $100,000 you had sitting in cash lost $18,000 in inflation. And this is something we don't have to explain to one another, because we're going to the store. We're buying the products, eggs, blueberries, everything. I'm amazed at 4 sticks of organic butter is almost $11. So that is the inflation on your dollar, meaning that paper dollar that you are working hard for isn't buying even close to what it used to. Do we see stories about that very often? Deep dives? No. I understand. They don't want to alarm people. They don't want people to realize that we're in this state of our cycle of the United States getting ready to turn over. But yet we're at $1.6 trillion on the interest on our debt by the end of the year. You throw Medicare in there and our military, you can see the escalation. Now, there's way more than this, but I'm just trying to point out that they're not telling us the real information that we in America need to have in order to make proper decisions for not just our families, but for our retirement and our future. And mind you, it's not something to be afraid of. It just happens to be the time and season, the history that we're in. And it's something, though, we need to pay attention to, because if we do not, that's when it's going to come and bite us. The debt is going through the roof. The inflation being right now at around 12% and now rising again is putting the Federal Reserve in a very, very sticky situation. If they raise interest rates from here, there will be hundreds and hundreds of banks that will be collapsing, because the banks have been kind of forced, you could say, to own U.S. treasuries, to own the bonds, our debt that the government issues. And so they bought a lot of these treasuries when the interest rates were low. Now that we've been raising the rates, the banks actually are mark to market are losing a fortune. If we were to raise interest rates more, you will see banks going down. And I think hundreds of banks will go out. And yet the FDIC insurance or the fund that people think is there is all gone. They already bailed out two banks, which goes against the 2008 Dodd-Frank. They weren't supposed to do, but Signature Bank and the others, this that was not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to be bailing them out, especially if you look at that mega rich clientele that got bailed out. That went against everything the law says. But we all know there's two tiers of justice here in this country now. But the point is, the money's not there anymore in that fund. And mind you, I don't mean to be laughing, but I'm so astounded at the deception and the fraud in our culture right now. But the money's not there to bail these banks out. So there will be a bail-in. And I'll be doing deeper programs on what that means in the future. But right now, just know the money's not there to bail these banks out. So they'll either have to take it from the big banks who will just try to put kind of like printed money, though they'll put it on the ledger, because every dollar you put in a bank, mind you, they can create $26 just out of thin air. I call it digits in the cosmos. Or actually, a dear old client, probably 90 something years old, once said it was digits in the cosmos. It's not real. And that's why he put gold and silver in a vault instead of currency in the bank. He was just an interesting character. That might be a story to share sometime. But you know, then they talk about all these wars. They're not telling us about the wars. When you hear the phrase World War III, that's actually pretty close to legit. Now, I can't imagine we would have a kinetic war, meaning actual bombs and almost like a Vietnam scenario. But I guess you just don't know these days. But right now, before when Trump left office, we had he was the first president, I think, in my time that had never gone to war, mind you. And then immediately when Biden gets in and takes over that office, that control, we're at war. And I, as I contended, would have happened if Hillary had gotten it, because they needed something to create an excuse or for somebody to blame on the system collapsing. And I've been saying this for years. It goes back into my podcasts. Our system is done. We need a new system. It's just a matter of what that will be. But we, the people, are waking up and we're not stupid, but we're distracted and we're divided. And I'm not talking just the social ideological stuff. I'm talking about these streamcasts and there's 1,000 streaming news channels. I mean, we don't get our information from the same sources. And a lot of people have kind of different opinions, right? Most of the stuff I will say here is actually real data that's on the ground, like what's really going on, what's really happening. I'm not into propaganda. I'm into saying, hey, this is it. This is what's going on. This is what they're doing. But wars like world wars start out just like this. World War II took a year, year and a half or so before it really kicked in. As a matter of fact, if you remember, even England and the United States were friendly to Hitler. We were even selling oil to Hitler. Actually, it was Papa Bush that was doing that. But the point is, we were in that relationship. And then all of a sudden, it was a triggered event and boom. Here we are. We had no real wars going on. And now we have a rager with Russia and Ukraine, which is AKA NATO. You now have NATO saying, yes, we're going to make Ukraine part of NATO, which is an absolute red line and will not be allowed. I mean, Russia's not stupid and they have an amazing arsenal. And we know that. We're poking a bear. That doesn't seem to work out. And then conveniently, this whole Israeli thing pops up. Now, granted, Israel, I don't buy it because you can't get in Israel. There's no way you would have been able to invade Israel like that. Just no way. If you know how those IDF guys are and girls, man, they're tough and they are smart. There is no way that would have been allowed. I contend it was a 9/11 event and it was more of maybe letting it happen so they could go in to do it. Now, who knows the reasoning? There's a lot of different reasons, and I'm not going to get into that right now, but this says a lot to me. It was foretelling. It was telling us ahead of time, 10 years ago, how this was going to happen. And this goes back into the book of Job, of course. the devil and the dark side have to really tell the public what they're getting ready to do in their tyranny in order not to be held liable in the spirit realm. But that's a whole nother conversation. But then you got the Houthis down there by Saudi Arabia. When the Houthis are pretty tough, but here they're attacking ships in the shipping lane, and all the countries that kind of went in there kind of pouting around going, yeah, we're going to take them on. All of a sudden they realize, the Houthis are pretty sophisticated. Even the French started backing away going, wait a minute. So you have Ukraine and Russia. You have Israel, Hamas, and Hezbollah in the north. You have the Houthis in the south. And now we go and provoke. Now I say we because I say the West, and the West is definitely supporting of Israel's actions. Go and bomb the embassy and kill all these Iranians. They're just waiting for Russia or Iran to overreact. That's my take. That could be the trigger event towards a World War III. And then you have the Armenia, Azerbaijani. Then you have the China-Taiwan angle. So what next is going to be the trigger that all of a sudden multiple nations will be at war? Now, this is a big deal. This is how world wars start, and that's why you're here in the World War III angle. Now, what's interesting is this is happening at the time when the West is in debt. They're done. They're broke, literally. And I contend that this is why a lot of this is done, because they need something to happen. They need either another biological weapon to hit the world, some kind of a cyber pandemic, some type of pandemic to shut the system down so they can blame the collapse of the financial system on that event. That's my contention. I bet within the next 9 months, we're going to see something like that, because everything else they attempted right down to COVID-19 didn't work. And we came back. And I contend if we let it go and Trump continued, we were going to have an economic boom because of the trillions that was printed through the whole COVID time, where even a waitress could have become a millionaire. That's how booming the economy would have been. But instead, they get in, they cut off the oil, they start going to war, they seize the assets of Russia, and boom, we have a multipolar world now, where the BRICS are rising, which is almost 2/3 of the world's population, and they're moving away from the dollar, right to the point where we now have lost our petrodollar power. That's what kind of got all this going back in the 70s. So now you're seeing why gold and silver is rallying now. This is why they're rallying. And just so you know, these aren't standard trades. Somebody and some entities are actually taking the physical silver out of the market. Hundreds of millions of ounces, they're taken out of the system. Gold is being bought and silver by the actual Chinese people. China had made it clear they can no longer take their capital outside the country. They don't really trust the Chinese stock market or the real estate market. They're having trouble there. And so the Chinese people are actually investing in the physical gold and silver. And that's a big part of what the rallies you're seeing. Gold is topping 2,400. Silver is knocking on 30. And the cabal, which I call the derivative bank hackers, did their job. And they took it down pretty good today, which is fine because it's a great cup and handle on the silver, but it won't work. The real physical is being bought. And the problem is they're losing control of the derivative trade. And the derivative trade is what suppressed gold and silver prices for so long. When the rest of the world is taking the actual asset off the market, there's nothing they're going to do about it. I contend the COMEX could even go into a force majeure for industrial silver. Everything from solar panels, electric vehicles, technology, military weapons, your bathroom mirror needs silver, and the supply is not there. There's barely 2 weeks of physical silver in the COMEX. That's nothing. And China is dominating the actual asset. And this is why you're seeing the rally. I will not be surprised to see gold upwards to $3,000 to $5,000, $3,000 by the end of the year, and continue to rise. Silver, once it breaks 30, will probably go up $1, $2 in a day. When it breaks 50, it can go up $5, $10 a day. The point is, it's real money. And it is an asset held outside the paper system that they're not going to confiscate or pull a bank run or what they call a bank holiday on you. So it's about what they're not telling us. And there's so much. I don't want to keep going right now, but I think you get the idea. Start seeking alternative media. Cautious on who you're following. Make sure what they're saying is actually driven by what's really going on the ground, not just a hyperbole opinion. But this is real deal stuff. And this is on the heels of America entering a fourth turning. Now, you want to do some research on that. Every 80 years, we seem to be in this cycle. And this is our fourth turning. 80 years from here, it was World War II, then the Civil War, and then 1776. The question becomes, what is this one? What massive transformation is going to happen here in America in this time in history, in our cycle, in the fourth turning? We're either going Marxist, progressive, Bolshevik-style tyranny. We, the people, will regain our freedom. But the problem is, no matter what direction we go or who gets in there, they can't stop what is coming. The financial system is in deep trouble. We have unbelievable amount of debt being reissued, $700 billion a month. Who's going to buy it? It's time to hunker down and get protected, not operate in fear, but remain informed and spread the news. So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.